Hello and welcome to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. This is episode number 24. And today we're talking about something really interesting because I'm joined on the phone by Peter Gorey, who has set up an online music school for visually impaired people. I find the whole concept really fascinating and very exciting. And Peter's come along to tell us all about it. Peter, welcome to the podcast, first of all. Thank you for taking the time to come along today.
Thank you, Stuart. My pleasure.
Good stuff. Firstly, how are you keeping? How have you been during COVID-19? It's been a very strange time for those of us with sight loss. How are you doing?
I'm rudely very good, Stuart. I must say I've found a bit of inspiration in the lockdown, found a bit of opportunity in the crisis, and I'm doing very well now. Thank you.
All right, good. Let's talk a little bit about you and what brought you along this journey to where we are today, where we have an online music school that anyone can join. And I think by the end of this little podcast, you'll certainly have a few people who are listening very excited. Just tell us about yourself and your own personal interest in music.
So I've always had an interest in music, like many people, but it really only took hold when I took early retirement from my job in 2012 and then started to pursue learning musical instruments as, a new way of life, and began to see the benefits of it, both therapeutically and socially, and thought to myself, if this is working so well for me, then it can work well for other vision impaired blind people. So in March 2015, I attended a two-day conference in London entitled Vision Impaired Musicians' Lives, and it was an amazing 2 days. Presentations from vision impaired blind people from all over the world presenting their achievements in music. And there were two presentations there that really impacted on me. One was from a music school in New York, and then there was also a presentation around a child who had more than a vision impairment. There was other disabilities going on with that child. So I came away from the conference with those two things, the music school and also the idea that music can, work for, people with children with more than one issue going on. And so in the summer of 2015, I started a music school with the charity Fighting Blindness. Became known as the Visionary School of the Arts, and that carried on well for 5 years, and then it, like a lot of things, closed with the lockdown, and it gave me the idea to start an online music school for people of all disabilities.
Were you thinking when you were, I suppose, doing your own music tuition prior to 2015, were you thinking, this is working well for me, but wouldn't it have been great if there'd been something that I could have fit into? Did you even see back then, hang on, there's something missing here? There needs to be a space for visually impaired musicians to be supported, or maybe to provide some kind of peer support to each other?
Yeah, without a doubt. I was getting great satisfaction and learning, and it opened up many social doors for me, going to music sessions, and I just didn't see it happening in the vision impaired world in Dublin. There didn't seem to be anything there in that area for vision impaired blind people. So it seemed like a no-brainer to me to set up something in that area. And Fighting Blindness came along with some money to support the idea, and in the summer of 2015, we started on a pilot project. 5 students learning every Saturday, and then it kind of grew from there. A choir started in September 2015, and it kind of kept going until until lockdown, really.
Okay. Yeah. How do you go about setting up a music school? Because I imagine if you're setting one up, you know, you obviously, the key thing is you have to find tutors. And this is not just a matter of finding tutors. You don't have to say to the tutors, oh, by the way, the people you'll be working with are blind or have low vision. And you know, some people may need to be, you know, may need a little bit of time to think about that, or there may be a little bit of education around how something might work. How did you approach that?
Yeah, you're quite right. The tutors are the key. You need to find good tutors who are open to the whole idea of teaching people that are a little different, you know, that have some issues going on. So luckily, my own private guitar teacher was willing to give it a go. And yeah, our piano teacher, I just recruited by chance conversation with a mutual friend. And clarinet teacher, I recruited to my own clarinet teacher. And yeah, it was just a bit personal contacts and yeah, a bit of luck, really.
And I know from having spoken to people, Peter, over the last couple of years, that this was not just a very successful music school. This was a social event for many people. It was a lifeline, in particular, maybe for many people with sight loss who were living on their own. This was a really, really important part of their week. So, I think in some respects, you created something more than just the music school.
Yes, that's true. And I would have to give a huge you know, thank you to a woman, a friend of mine, Helen Sexton, who worked in the school for several years. And it was mostly Helen that created that social bond. She, you know, she would bring in home-baked buns and she would make a bit of a social atmosphere in what was a very small kitchen. And yeah, it did become a lifeline for many vision impaired blind people, an extra social outlet that wasn't there already. And for that, I would have to give huge credit to Helen.
Okay, well done, Helen. Now let's fast forward to March 2020. A couple of months ago, everything is going well. Suddenly, COVID creeps up. The whole country closes down. Peter, your school is shut down. People are clearly missing that. What happened?
So it was specifically on the 5th of May, Tuesday the 5th of May. It was the day when the 2 kilometer restriction was extended out to the 5 kilometer restriction. And I was allowed to go walking in the Phoenix Park without fear of getting arrested. And yeah, I just had the idea with all the online things going on to, you know, try an online music school with a bit of help from my friends, as four lads from Liverpool used to say.
Indeed. And what did your tutors think when you rang these guys back up and said, hey, I know we haven't been together in a while, but I'm going to start this thing up, but we're going to try it online? Were they like, Peter, is this going to work? Or were they like, yeah, let's do it?
Most of them very enthusiastic. There were one or two that were, you know, a bit hesitant or whatever, and but 95% very enthusiastic and on board and thought it was a great idea. So then that was enough for me to get going. And, you know, I got out my phone book and I started begging for money, you know. So, as you know, Stuart, nothing happens without money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's bring in Oran O'Neill at this point, because Oran is one of your students and has been, I know, mm-hmm. at the actual music school, the live musical school, the physical musical yeah. school, mm-hmm. and now at the virtual school. So, Oran, welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much, Stuart. Great to be here.
What's been the experience for you? I suppose you've attended physically in person at Fighting Blindness, and now you're attending a virtual online school. How has that been different?
That's a good question. Well, I started with in 2015 learning guitar with one of the tutors there, one of Peter's tutors, and now I'm learning piano. So I'm learning two different instruments since 2015 to now. The differences I don't know. It's kind of interesting because I kind of love technology anyway. So it wasn't such a big jump or leap to think about, well, getting lessons online would be vastly different to being right beside somebody. I'm just really thrilled that Peter was able to start this up again, and we could, those who wanted to continue to learn instruments and love music could do it in their homes.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the students in the Fighting Blindness school were missing certainly the social aspect of the school, but also the learning and the playing. I don't know anybody who doesn't, in that school, who really hated going in on a Saturday morning. So I think the fact that Peter set this up for somebody who's visually impaired to be able to do this at home was a brilliant idea. And the transition has been, you know, it hasn't been a huge leap, as I say. You're just physically, you know, you don't have a tutor with you physically in the room, but they're on the phone via WhatsApp or Zoom. And it's really just like, to a certain extent, it's really just like being in the room with that person again, because you still have the chats, and it's not tuition all the time. You know, you've got to have a little bit of fun as well.
Yeah. Does it lend itself better, Peter, to the kind of one-to-one tuitions? I mean, I'm curious, for example, could you do a choir online, for example?
The choir continues online. It's not something that I'm involved with myself, so I can't really speak with any great experience there. However, I do get my own guitar lessons on Skype, and I find them an improvement. I find the teacher is more focused, and I'm, you know, a bit more attentive as a result, and I find it an improvement, actually.
I think sometimes if I can butt in, maybe Peter feels this as well, but I think when you're at home, there's a little less pressure. When you go in, when I used to go in on a Saturday, there was kind of, I have to make sure I do my practice. And when you'd be playing for your tutor, you kind of be hoping you don't make any mistakes. But it's a little bit more relaxed at home as well, I find.
Because you're in an environment where you're comfortable, I suppose.
Yeah, you're comfortable. Yeah, and and it's just a matter of just sitting down. You know, for me, just sitting down at the piano, dialing in, and off we go.
So maybe here's another question, I suppose, Oren, that maybe be interested to get from you your take on, in terms of the lengths of the lesson, because some people, certainly who I've talked to, have found that online, while it's been fantastic, has been a little more tiring, and maybe a one-hour lesson online has been a little bit long for some people. Do you guys find that in the music school, or are the lessons the same length?
Well, I was learning, my tuition was an hour and a half when I was in Fighting Blindness on the Saturday mornings. I was finding that a little bit difficult, but I was doing that on my own terms because I wanted to learn classical guitar. When we moved to the virtual music school, the lessons were initially an hour, but they've been reduced now to 45 minutes, which I think is actually spot on. Mm-hmm. You don't notice the time going by. You think, oh my God, have we gone 45 minutes already? It just feels like 5 minutes. So it's tiring for me because I'm learning a new instrument, but I think that the fun and the excitement and the enjoyment is still there, even if it's, you know, less than an hour. So I think if it was half an hour, I would be complaining because it wouldn't be enough. Yeah. So I think 45 minutes is just bang on.
And I suppose in some respects as well, when it's music, you just don't feel the time going, so you don't.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Okay. By the time you get all your scales done and then you move on to your piece, your tutor is saying, right, time's up.
I know them well, the scales, yeah. Okay, so Peter, I know you are, I suppose, very keen to let people know about the music school. And I'm conscious there may be people listening to this podcast, Peter, who are not just here in Ireland, where you guys are based and where I'm based, but we've people listening to this podcast all over the UK and indeed further afield. Like, can people get involved?
Yeah, I would be chuffed, absolutely chuffed, if somebody from outside of Ireland came on board. There's no reason why not. You know, jokingly, I responded to one of my friends a few weeks ago when he asked me what was my goal for this project, and I replied, well, it's simple, you know, to put a musical instrument into the hands of every disabled person in the world, you know. So he felt I was aiming a bit low, but, you know, I take his point. But, yeah, there's no reason. I've been trying to, you know, get outside Dublin and get into the UK a little bit, but no success so far with students in terms of getting outside Dublin, actually.
Okay, but and you know, in some ways, this is the one place where geography is not a barrier. You know, you can go anywhere you want, Peter, I suppose. So if I'm blind, for example, and I'm living in the UK somewhere, let's say I'm living in Scotland for argument's sake, and I really want to learn piano, how can I maybe take this to the next step and get in touch with you and maybe have that conversation?
So we have a Facebook page, the Virtual Music School for People with Disabilities. My contact details are on that. My email address, petergorey2@gmail.com. That's petergorey2@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from anyone.
Okay. And if you follow the Sight and Sound social media, Twitter and Facebook, either in the UK or in Ireland, we will also put that information on our social media as well over the next couple of days. Oren and Peter, thanks a million to you both for coming in. I think it's brilliant. And maybe let's keep in touch with you guys, because what would be really interesting in a couple of months might be to see, can we hear how a virtual music session works? Because Peter, I suppose, when COVID lifts, you'd like to get back to fighting blindness. But for some people who can't get back, and people outside of the area, let's say, of the geographic area, might like to keep going online. So you'll probably have some kind of a dual music school in the future.
Who knows? There's a question mark over the original music school in fighting blindness. You know, the lessons were heavily subsidized, and for that reason, they were the first thing to go, really, when the lockdown came along. So there's a question mark over whether the school in fighting blindness comes back or not. But one way or the other, we intend to keep our virtual school going.
Okay. Congratulations, Peter. And, of course, Oren, thanks for coming along. Great to talk to you both and catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Stuart.
All right, Stuart. Thanks.